listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Okay, LA. First and foremost, I missed my Mondays, and I'm very happy that I started this day surrounded by great friends. And it's very unusual guest on my right side, on the left side, Stephanie, like always, Stephanie Mack. And I need to say this is her last week working with Accent On. I'm sure she'll be coming from time to time. But Stephanie, I think you are growing. You are getting some nice offers in Hollywood. Hopefully we'll see you, you know, on the big screen, small screen, and working with great, great companies. And, you know, I wish you the best, and we'll be friends forever.
Of
yes?
Of course.
Okay, you will never forget my accent?
I will never. Your accent, I will never forget.
Thank you. I don't want to cry because, obvious, we know that for the last few months I cried a lot, but from the 1st January, I decided no more. Okay, no more crying, and life is beautiful. Again, Accent On. Oh, my God. This is Monday. I'm looking forward to so, so much. And I would like to say thank you, because I know a lot of people listening, and that's what is the biggest shock of my life, you know. And we'll be talking today with Dr. Estela, who will be calling to Accent On probably in 10 minutes. And she's our expert on relationships and sex. We'll be talking today on the topic of willpower. And I feel like from time to time I need some type of motivation to have a little bit stronger willpower. But we'll see what Dr. Estela will advise us to do to just have the stronger willpower. And what else? Okay, I have a big surprise, because I missed very, very much John Johnson and his Firefly, which we know that many, many months ago, I introduced John Johnson to Accent On, and just his thoughts for the day just made my life always more beautiful and happy. And today, John Johnson is back with his Firefly. Then let's listen what he wants to tell us.
Hello, everybody. This is John Johnson for Firefly, Igniting the Soul, right here on Accent On. Today, I want to talk to you about something that I like to call learning in motion. You know, life is a journey of highs and lows, and the path to wherever we're going is never direct, and rarely is that path flat. Sometimes the journey of life is one that brings a lot of happiness and joy. Perhaps we get the job that we want, we manifest the relationship of our dreams, we celebrate something special, or we move into a beautiful home that we've always dreamed we would have one day. But sometimes on the way to these magical places, it can be really easy to get stuck. And common indicators that maybe you're ready to be re-inspired might be things like you're staying in a job where you feel bored, you're staying in a relationship you've outgrown, or maybe you're wanting to follow your heart but feeling afraid. Or it could just simply be that you're finding it hard to see the miracle and magic in each moment. Well, in this place on the journey, it's sometimes normal to feel frustrated and bored, or even angry or sad, actually. You should let this serve as an indicator that life is calling you to a new adventure. Acknowledge that your spirit is speaking to you and asking you to grow and expand. Allow yourself the space to make mistakes and fail along the way, because it's only by risking, trust me, I've learned this lesson many, many times, that it's only by risking getting things wrong that you can truly experience feeling fully alive. And again, I like to think of this as learning in motion. So become a shining example of what can be achieved in your life. Know that as you have the courage to look within yourself and make continuous and positive changes, that you will inspire other people around you to go after their dreams. So learn to reach deep down inside and find the courage to act on your dreams, leaving behind all those internal forces that hold you back. Your life is not a rehearsal. Don't live it without giving it your all. For Firefly, Igniting the Soul, this is John Johnson. Start living your life like the dreams you have are real.
Thank you, John. Oh, I know that next week I think I will be having you live on Accent On. I know that you have your own great show. I think you are from 4 till 5 on LA Talk Radio. And I'm very excited for that for you. And I know you also like one of my songs specially. And this is Easy Come, Easy Go. And you know, I do not know why on my right side today I have another guest. And I can say the song really put us together. Okay, Johnny.
That's me.
That's Johnny. And you know what? I need to say Johnny. You'll of course introduce yourself. But Johnny, a few months ago, I was singing House of Blues and I was getting some award for song Easy Come, Easy Go. And the strangers, a really good looking man. Oh my gosh, everybody needs to go to Accent On page and just see Johnny, how he looks tall and great looking with this amazing mustache, looking a little bit Italian. He will probably tell us if this is the truth. But he came to me.
It is not the truth.
Is that not the truth? Another accent. He just said he loves the song and just somehow made impact on him. And then we become, I don't know, friends, but we met once or twice talking about some business, maybe propositions, and then we had a long break because I know that so many great things happen in between when we last met and today in Johnny's life, and I would love people to know him better. Okay, Johnny, first, introduce yourself. You have a very unusual name, the funky name that you are using. I don't know why you use this gorgeous, crazy name, because your real name is Johnny.
Me llamo Juanito Tres Huevos. You see, I am not Italian. I am Latin, which some people say is very similar.
I don't think so.
Juanito Tres Huevos always says, eat your yams. Also, I just want to say it's a great, great thing to be on the show.
Johnny, your real name. Please, give it to us.
Johnny Three Nuts. Yes, it's
That's
Norwegian.
Not his real name. No, it's not your
it's
name.
It's Norwegian. A lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
They're not from Norway.
Okay, and you are not from Norway. He's another mystical man. He is just very unusual. And he's a voice and he's a character on like most of the most fun commercial for
Progressive Insurance. That's right. If I were to use that character, I'd say, to the safe, go the savings.
That's the message. No, I just, when I watch TV and then you pop up on my, you know, big screen or small screen, whatever, depends which room I'm in, and obviously I know you, but you know, even if I wouldn't know you, what I see guy who is a little dangerous.
He's a little bit dangerous.
Yes, he does, and you know, has this little bit 1970s look, Luke, you know, that's the English, yes. Look, it's something.
Luke's a book in the Bible.
You have something that, you know, is just from the hippie era. I don't know if I can say that.
It's from the Jesus movement, man. You wouldn't know about that.
You know, that's why I love you. You are one person in many persons, okay? But yes, it's something about you are modern, but you are really little. from 70s and 80s. You are like, put you on a stage, you could play guitar, which I don't know if you are playing guitar. Are you playing guitar?
I did not bring my guitar with me.
Next time, because I know you'll be my guest that I like.
I would love to.
A lot to have on my show. Okay, then first and foremost, I know you have a very unusual past. What gets you to be an actor? We will find out.
Yes.
But before you were an actor, you are just one of the most beautiful American characters. You were in the army, you were a marine, you were...
No, I wasn't a marine, I was an airborne ranger.
Your gosh, I'm sorry, my...
Second Ranger Battalion, you take that back.
I'm taking that back because I know you are the sniper, you probably were, I don't know, killing maybe birds.
No, I was
don't
a,
say you
I
kill
shot
people.
The M60 machine gun, come on.
Oh my
You're
gosh.
You're supposed to ask the right questions
No,
here.
I don't want, because if I ask right questions, then you will be giving me boring answers, and then we'll never have this... and forth. Yes, I know.
This is a great strategy for anybody interviewing. Ask the wrong questions to the guests and get them to expand on what really happened.
Yes, okay. And you'll be very angry, and that's what you do. Yeah. I remember a conversation, you were describing to me and my husband then, and you carrying the gun and why you are so well put together. Your physicality is really impressive. You are tall and lean, and I know that this is very important in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You are skinny, and you are like you're supposed to look. You really look strong, and I like that. Although you came with this crystal gaze, or whatever you call this big bottle of water, which is
crystal gaze. Yes,
that's what
that's
not
the
geese.
Since they're not, since the real company is not paying us, we're not going to.
That's why I say
them.
Crystal gaze.
Yes. Crystal Geese.
If they want to pay us for advertising, please call us and we'll pronounce the name right way. Again, Accenton is all about doing things wrong and then a guest will explain the right way, okay?
Oh, I love it.
I love it.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to put an accent on right now and we play the game. You guess what part of the world is from.
I like that.
Sounds like it's from somewhere where Alona hails from.
Yeah, is this Russian accent?
It could be called Russian.
Ah, it's Russian.
It was different than Russian.
Oh, Johnny, I love you already. Gosh, okay. You make me laugh. Oh, no, but a little bit seriously, and if you don't want me to just make mistakes, tell us. You were a young man, and you decided to join?
Well, it was decided for me by the socio-economical system, as it were. Now, what happened was I really didn't have any money to go to college, and I knew that eventually that I probably would want to go to college, even though I wasn't going to college at the time. So I decided I was probably going to do what my brother was going to do, which was join the Army. So I just signed up, go through the delayed entry program, and day comes when it's time for me to go to prison. No, the Army. And I had no idea what I was going to do. I was just playing softball in the delayed entry program and giving my recruiter a hard time telling him to give me some money for lunch because, they get paid extra. To recruit those. So a lot of those kids out there in high school, you can go talk to your recruiter and get some free lunch. Of course, they may try to talk you into putting you in the Army, and sometimes it works. But listen, here's what happened. I needed to go because I wasn't going to fight over Taco Bell jobs with a class of 92. So I went in. I was getting ready to sign the contract, and I was going to end up taking my brother's job. He introduced himself right before he went in. And so I'm getting ready to sign the contract, and I'm like, okay, so what is a mobile systems computer operator then? And of course the guy got pissed off and he slammed down this big book of truth and made me look it up, and so I'm flipping through it and I read the description. It's just a desk job. And I say, hey, this is just a desk job. Why would I want to sit behind a desk for another 4 years in the Army? And he's like, well, what do you want to do? I don't know, something fun, something different, something outdoors. And he goes, I got just a thing for you, airborne ranger. I go, what's that? He goes,
they go
everywhere.
Ranger.
They do everything. I said, did they go to Australia? He goes, all the time. I said, hook me up, man. I want to go to Australia. Well, I never made it to Australia. But
for 4 years? How many years?
I was in the Army for 4 years, yeah.
Wow. And, do you think this is something that you will remember, like this is a good experience?
Oh,
something
absolutely.
That you have nightmares about?
Absolutely. Both. It's both. Yeah.
Both, yeah.
You definitely have both. It's a good thing. People would change things, and yes, I would have changed some things.
Why I try to start, this conversation this way, because we have Dr. Estella soon on the phone with us. I do not know Stefanie, she's not yet, but we'll be talking about willpower, and obvious, I'm sure for
willpower.
You.
Willpower. The power to will away temptation. Temptation
okay.
sold separately.
And especially when you are, waking up every morning and that for next 4 years you will be doing what you're doing for your country. And you always, being ranger, this is something that I want to know more about, because obviously your skills for shooting must be amazing.
Yeah, this, you know, that's kind of another lifetime, and I don't live in that reality anymore, so I don't have to.
Are you pro guns or against?
Am I programmed? Yes.
Pro guns.
Oh, pro guns.
Yes, keeping guns in home.
Am I programmed to be pro guns? No.
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't know yet?
But
you
no,
don't
I,
have
I
stand on that?
I do. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe it's there for a reason. So
okay, okay.
I'm standing by the Constitution.
Okay, okay. That's good to know. You know, I am from a more socialistic country. Honestly, I don't remember anybody around me to have a gun in home. And we thought that we were very well protected by our army and police, and we know what's happening in the 1980s, and with solidarity, that I can say I'm confused.
And
in
we
one
have
way,
a phone call.
Oh, good.
Yes,
don't
we
get
have.
Me started on Polish.
Oh my gosh, Polish politics.
Right now.
Okay, but right now,
Dr. Estela.
Dr. Estela, hello.
Hi, how you doing? I've been listening to the interview. I didn't want to interrupt. I mean, we're hearing all about the background of this wonderful, energetic.
Yes, actor, an amazing human being, a beautiful man with wonderful past, we know, and I know that his future will be even better, and he's already, but you know, obvious willpower.
Well, you know, as I was listening to you and him and what a beautiful show you guys are having, you know, it dawned on me,
you
know,
Doctor.
Willpower, which is a topic that we were going to talk about.
Yes.
And what is the willpower that you had in overcoming all of the things that you needed to overcome to get where you are today?
Yes.
And that's part of what we're going to be talking about today. It's like, what is willpower?
Okay, but my question would be, if this is one good sentence about what is a willpower, could you give us an answer, Dr. Estela?
Absolutely. Well, you know, willpower is the ability really to resist short-term gratifications. Short-term things that come and temptations that come to us, and for better long-term goals. So basically, you know, it's like we are stopping ourselves from going to the initial gratification. I want it now, which is what babies do when they're first born.
Yes.
They want their milk, they want the candy, they want the lollipop, and they need to learn frustration tolerance.
Hmm.
And that's when it starts kind of the birth of whether we have willpower or not.
Do you think, I'm so sorry, if I may say one line, do you think that willpower, you are better in this when you are more mature, or you sometimes could be very old and still your willpower is not in the right place in the right time?
Well, there is, you know, Luana, there is developmental stages that happen throughout life. And when we don't go through the developmental stages in the proper way, or our parents don't teach us to learn delayed gratification, not to want everything right there at once, but to look into the long-term goal, you know, there's going to be people, you know, that they didn't have self-control when they were kids. Self-discipline is another word that we use. Drive, determination. And so therefore, you know, they're going to give in, like, to the devil. You know, they're going to give in to, you know, to the temptations that they have. Now, willpower is really short-term. If I can use an analogy, willpower is like the goal that you want to start. You have to be careful. And what is the goal that you want? And you have to be clear about it, and you have to be clear that you can attain it.
Hmm.
Even though it may be difficult, you have to be clear that you can attain it. So it's like starting a car, and you put in the first drive, you know, and you start the car. But once it's going, we're going to need other things that give meaning to our lives and to our goal in order to sustain everything that is necessary in order to get there. You know, because like quitting smoking, it's for life, and we're going to have temptations all along. Quitting drinking, it's for life.
Yes.
Dieting may not. Diet is not for life. Diet, we always have to eat. We have to learn how to eat healthy, which is kind of
different. The choice, yes, is different. willpower, you know. But it's very interesting because, like you said, all of us know what is, in a way, right or wrong for us. And we all waking up at morning hoping that we have willpower to go through the day in the right way that will avoid certain type of temptations and will make a better choice, you know, for whatever day will bring. But I know that when I...
We've lost her.
Uh-oh, hello.
It's okay. We can still talk until she comes back.
Okay, yes. Stephanie will tell us when...
This is a great opportunity for me to give my
tell
opinion.
Tell me, yes, I cannot wait. Yes. And I wish Dr. Estella will listen to it. Hopefully she will.
I know she's listening right now.
Please tell me, what do you think about willpower?
First of all, I'd like to say that as an unlicensed therapist, I can pass the savings on to you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Here's my opinion on willpower as an unlicensed therapist. But that has no bearing on whether or not it's correct. It's
do you have
for you
any?
To decide. I think that willpower can be used for good and evil.
Yes.
You could willpower yourself to quit smoking, or you could willpower yourself to quit eating. You could willpower yourself to do something destructive to yourself, or you could willpower yourself to do something wonderful and creative or healthy by discipline, you know, through the form
discipline.
Of discipline
okay.
and not doing something. That takes just as much willpower to not do something as it does to do something.
Then do you have, you think that willpower also can be, okay, I decided to do nothing, and that's your willpower?
You can do that. You can decide that you're going to not eat.
Yeah.
Just like you can decide you're going to not smoke. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to have physiological and emotional motivations pushing you.
Okay,
there's going to be a chemical drive to try to get something that your body's going to want. And that's going to affect you emotionally because oftentimes the things that we put into our body are emotionally connected. People
You're
become
right.
emotionally connected to their food. They become emotionally connected to
Sweets.
Whatever
Sweets.
The
Sweets.
Thing is that makes them feel good.
Yes. Chocolate.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
but they do right. make us feel better. Then, you know, if you tell me, like, obvious diabetes or something runs in my family, and doctor say, Ilona, you watch sugar because start climbing. And I know that. I remember when I was looking at my daddy's eyes, and I know he already was taking insulin and shots and stuff like that. It was petrifying me. Mm-hmm. But I saw him eating himself to death. Okay, and now I have the same conversation, and I'm the smart cookie that looked at daddy, said, daddy, you cannot do this, you cannot do that, and I was so angry that he was doing whatever, you know, against his own sickness, and now I'm eating cake even when I know it can kill me. Mm-hmm. You know, what's wrong with my willpower? I know I need to be here for loving of life, for mm-hmm. my daughter, mm-hmm. for wonderful friends like Johnny and Stephanie and everybody that I love dearly, all of my friends, and you know who you are, Vivi, and I can just start explaining Lori and lot of.
What about me?
Yeah. What about me, Natashka, you know, and my doggies? But yeah, what about the willpower? I still don't see, we do not have still Dr. Estella is with us.
Nope.
We lost her. But we will continue. If we cannot get back on the phone with Dr. Estella, hopefully we will be talking next week because that's very serious really subject. And to make us better and wake up morning and say, I have willpower to do something, and at the end of the day, you go to sleep and you know that you didn't achieve nothing what you were hoping through the day.
Right. Yeah.
Is this a punishment, or you need to wake up another day saying, today I will start my day hoping for the same what I didn't do yesterday?
Right.
Are we a loser, or we are like procrastinators, or we do not have a willpower? What do you think? When you wake up at morning, how many plans you have for the day?
Okay, well, this is, again, this is coming back to a chemical situation.
Okay.
That can come, you know, it's a two-way street, and all four elements of the human body are all connected. You've got the, you know, emotional, mental, spirit. You could put them into three if you wanted to. You could put them into spiritual, psychological, or you could put them into emotional, mental, psychological, or something like that, and then you add the physical as well. So each one affects the other thing. And, you know, first of all, you got to get plenty of sleep. So if you're an insomniac because of anxiety,
you're already tired, then you're not,
you know, then you're going to have a hard time waking up and dealing with it. So what's your diet like? What are you putting into your body?
And
you putting the things in
you see relationship
feel good
with
in that short, in that short moment. Like what she was talking about, exactly what the doctor was talking about is making those choices for the right now, just to have that sort of satisfaction right now, and not having the discipline to say, No. Or even somehow knowing, oh, people say sugar's bad for you, but nobody really wants to delve into what is it, why is sugar bad for you? What's really going on? And they don't want to think about it.
Yes,
and that
me.
that little taste of sweetness is an escape for a moment. And yeah. that becomes a problem. And at that point, when that short-term thing is your master, you cannot allow that stuff to master you, then you just simply have to decide that that will no longer be the master of me. I can't allow that
like
to happen.
I like the cleaning of Johnny Three Nuts. What do you think?
The cleaning?
Clinic. That's my accent, man.
Yeah.
Okay, is it a free clinic? Can
it's
we have
free,
you?
That's absolutely right. Like I said, as an unlicensed
therapist, I can promote
therapist,
you
I
then
can pass
after.
The savings on to you. Yeah.
Why? You know, you because obviously you are you have wonderful sense of humor and you do not treat yourself too seriously. You said to me, but I think you are a very serious human being.
I think too much
sometimes. And obviously, we know that you
well, are. I do the thinking for all the people that don't do enough of it.
Thank you. Then I need to be more often around you. Maybe you'll like straighten my willpower into achieving what I really, really am working on right now. Is a lot of things. And but I understand that the willpower also you cannot have too many things
mm-hmm.
that
That's
you,
right.
work in one. Yeah, focus on something and achieve. Are you a failure, you think, when you have like morning and again, I say, I will do that, or I will not eat this, or I will exercise, and then, you know, procrastination, and then you go to bed and say, I didn't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you, I don't know if this is you, but this is
well,
me.
Well, then you get into this tribal thing and accountability, and are you going to be able to be self-accountable, or do you need the outside assistance of... what a person in a relationship
oh my gosh, I'm a loser
I
lost everything
a professional trainer
I feel so bad
no what are you talking about
okay.
I have no you just you
give
just
me positive give me positive something okay Ilona
I'm
don't
asking
worry.
You questions first
oh,
of all I'm not saying
doctor.
Anything
okay
yeah I'm asking you questions
what
to
do I
ask
need
yourself
to support me
yeah.
with the willpower that will get me to the place
yeah.
that I can achieve what my
right.
willpower morning
so
is
that's
going
to take some kind of analyzation you're going to have to okay. examine yourself You're going to have to look at your patterns. You're going to have to look at your behavior.
Like
and you're
going
to have to decide,
gosh.
Do you have the ability? Can you do it? And then can you do it another day? And then you have to keep track of it.
Yes, it's I can do everything. I know I can.
Of course you can.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, John, let's come back, Johnny, to your career. Because let's move from the ranger to the time of when you one day woke up, hopefully, if will of power said, I want to become an actor.
Yeah, that did have to, again, I did have to, admit to myself that that's what I wanted to do, and I do have a problem judging myself a lot. So, and to judge the motives, you know, and to you know bring the ego into it. And mm-hmm. What's it? You know, I mean,
yeah.
I believe me, I've done my battles. I've gone round and around. But at some point, I just realized, you know, yeah, this is what I want to do, and for all the good reasons, and you know, and if some of the bad ones are present, you know, all I can do is hope that I'll work on those, and you know. But whatever. The point is I decided I wanted to do for all the good reasons, and there are plenty of them. So
The best is one. Why did you decide to be an actor?
Well, I love to entertain.
Yes.
First of all, first and foremost, that's my modus operandi. And then the second one is just I guess I have a love for the truth and the truth can set you free. And so I love freedom. You know, that's really the root of it. I like getting at the root of things and, you know, so... For myself, I had to find a path of healing, and that was part of my path. So, and I'm still on it, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, then first time when you thought, okay, I will be an actor, and you felt that you are actor for real. You got this first role, you got something that broke the, you
I think it was Santa Claus in the fifth grade. They're still talking about it. It was a play.
It's nothing wrong with that, because I remember moments like that. I had no idea what was it, but I felt like I belong in a certain situation that made me a performer.
Right.
And I was young too, you know, performing always in front of whatever people.
Are you the youngest child?
Yes, we had two, our sister and me, but she was also a singer, and we both were dreaming about the same. Then, but I know I had a willpower to pursue further my sister's
stuff. And you had a belief in yourself and a desire.
Yes, and you know what? I know you have some funky journey that you say you are criticizing yourself, or maybe you need to go through it. I never had this.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is arrogancy or something, but to me, I just felt right in a place on a stage. I felt that I don't need to compete with anybody else.
Right.
I really accept myself till this day with this funky accent, with crazy things that I do. I have no problem with myself. Yeah. I really don't. I know that I don't do anything wrong. I don't hurt people, I hope. And one thing's what I really like is I love people. I love performing, love make people happy. Yeah. I love to laugh. And just being on the stage got me everything for moment,
yeah.
This beautiful moment, and I was going back home being myself, a normal human being.
Yeah.
It's the connection, yes, with the people, and it's just beautiful feeling. And you had, you're joking about being 5 years old and your Santa,
serious.
But was the moment like that you felt, that's it?
Well,
that's what I
can't
to do.
I can't honestly tell you that because I've been doing it since before I was going to school. I remember entertaining my family. I remember entertaining my mother. I mean, it's in photographs, and I just remember being the entertainers after dinner. You know, it was like I think I just accepted the fact that entertainment was needed, and my family was highly intelligent, and they needed to have something that wasn't going to.
You were clowning around everybody. Come on, do something, and everybody.
But always connected, always to the moment.
Is this not about power? You had the power of a group of people that they loved you the most, and you made them even more happy. Do you think that you felt that you have a power to do that?
It's not about the power of that. It's about the fun and the need for it. And there is learning in it. And a lot of that was, when I was in basic training, I was voted the morale guy. And I remember that was like the first time I ever did stand-up comedy. It just started happening. One day we got off the gun range. There was a bunch of people hanging around. And a whole platoon in the bleachers, and I finished.
Half audience.
And then a few more came, and a few more came, and then somebody said, "Hey John, you should," or "Hey Jenkinson, you should," which is my last name.
Yes. Hello, now we found out his real name. Yay!
It's English, but I guess it comes from the Scandinavian side. I don't know. There's a ton of Jenkinsons in Australia.
Australia.
Yeah, that's where all the you could tell they were criminals. I guess.
Okay.
But anyway.
And you said you had a tough audience because obviously they're the great strong guys with these amazing abilities, big. You also, and now they say, be comedian, make us happy, and they ask.
Well,
you
I just started doing
them.
Impersonations of the different drill sergeants, so that was in the moment. So I was doing them, and I remember this one sergeant coming up to me who was not a drill sergeant. He was actually there training. He was going through a pro. He was one of those guys that was like born on the 4th of July. On his off time, he would go running in the Georgia heat in a flak vest. And I mean at a blistering 6-minute pace because he was an airborne ranger.
Amazing.
And he had a me book, a bit as almost as thick as a phone book of all the awards and certificates and everything that he won or that he had earned in all the schools. And I said, wow, man, I wish I got your contract. Because he did, he had an amazing. He's like, he's gonna be whole. He had a chaw. He would have a dip in his lip that went all the way out past his chin.
Oh my gosh!
And he comes up to me in that moment. He's like, do me, man, do me right now. And I'm like, okay, I'm God's gift to the military, man. I went into like the psychological reasons. I got a me book this thing, and I run every day with a flak vest, and the reason why he was doing it and. All the drill sergeants at this point were just rolling. I mean, they'd already been laughing at each other. Yes. They were rolling at this kid, this young sergeant who was trying to make a career for himself, was the most gung-ho that anybody could possibly be. And at the end, he was like, that's pretty good.
Oh, gosh. God, thank you. I was worrying that you will be having enemies.
No. I called him out. I called him out on his arrogance. I called him out on his narcissism right then and
but
there.
But he can take
and
it.
The
he
ego.
Took it. He took
because it was the truth.
The truth. Yes.
That
real comedian.
That wasn't, that's...
You cannot lie. When you're a comedian, people will never receive the real comedy if you don't see that comedian is the real and honest guy.
I can see the good and the bad in that.
Yes.
And of course, some of the good he wouldn't have been able to get without the bad. So drove him, there were positive consequences to some of what some people might consider. We need the ego, by the way. We need it to survive.
Yes, I agree with you. Because
to actually live, there's a certain side of it.
Nothing wrong with ego, because I have a lot of wonderful students that I'm coaching.
It's the extreme of...
Yeah, and they say, artists have a big ego. Yes, you need to have an ego to survive and, to get through what you need to get through, like not being...
Well, you do.
Sometimes shame what you are doing, or sometimes why you are who you are.
Yeah.
But
the same time, it's balanced with a humility of knowing that you really can't do it alone. You have
to. Oh, my gosh, team.
You wouldn't be able, you don't have it in and of yourself. Even though you may have talent, even though you have, you have to develop these talents and facilitating it. And like, like
real
that one,
egomaniac, they think they did it all by themselves.
Right. Like that guy who was in the military. Like I said, he was going through all these achievements, and he had all these achievements. He probably didn't have a friend in the world, but by God, he had a me book. So what? I mean,
and
but to him, did he even need the friends? Maybe not.
Johnny, what do you have in your hands? Crystal?
Ghee.
Ghee.
Crystal ghee. That's natural spring water.
Okay, baby, you tell me right now, because your life is right now going to some really good direction. You have another progressive TV commercial in the making, yes? And can you talk about this? Explain us, because I cannot wait. What will be the character like?
First of all, I just want to say how... Actually, seriously, I want to say how blessed I am. Seriously, to have this job is incredible.
Yes, that's a job.
To be able to go around like I did.
Can we send people to YouTube channel that is yours? And please explain us how they can find you, because I'm telling you, you'll be laughing. You will see Johnny. You will know who he is. You will, after this conversation, you will really know the guy, because he has few faces, but he's very honest. Everything what he's doing is just the honesty. And I think the progressive really shows really well who you are.
It is. It's actually, the character is half me. I actually got that because I met a couple of geniuses, and they literally are called geniuses, not saying that they are geniuses, although I know that they're both extremely smart, and probably are geniuses, but these guys, Mike and Brian and Jim, they came up with the idea for this character. So I had just booked my first progressive commercial, 2009. It was my second national network commercial, and it was called the Riding with Flow spot. So I was sort of their her best friend. We were riding along on this thing. And they liked my energy so much, and the whole situation. They really thought that I would get this character. So they asked me to read a few lines for a character that they'd been working on. And so I said, sure, yeah. And I did. And it wasn't until well over a year later that I got called, and they had to come looking for me, to an audition. And come to find out afterwards, they'd already gone through three rounds of auditions, including a celebrity round, and until they had to find me. And then we did, but I didn't know this at the time. As far as I knew, I was just going to an audition, went to the callback, and then third callback, and you know, the reading and stuff. And I realized, they're going to go with me on this. And didn't know that they were going to make it a regular at the time. And
that's the beautiful Hollywood story.
And then we started filming these commercials, and they decided they wanted to take me on a public appearance. So I had my first public appearance in Cleveland, Ohio. I rode a motorcycle into four different buildings, went floor to floor. Met over 1,000 people in that afternoon, and they realized that they could throw me into any situation and know that I would be connected and real in the moment, and bring whatever it was that they needed. And so once they figured they could do that, then the whole thing changed. And then they went from conventional commercials to saying, hey, let's go on this three-city tour, and we'll throw you into this situation, we'll throw you into this situation. And that's literally what all of these situations are. They've just thrown me into it. I've gotten scripts about a week ahead of time, or 2 weeks ahead of time sometimes. And then they just throw me in the situation, and then we just start making the progressive magic at that point.
I'm just
doing it in the moment, and I'm talking to these people just the way that... You know, I would think that they would expect somebody.
One of them will.
Yeah, and we, you know, they get free gas, and it's a great job to be able to go around and meet.
It's like
people.
Tiny little movies, which, you know, you really get attached to the characters and the lady that is with you also. You know,
there's no lady with me.
Okay,
I'm usually on the road preaching. The character is sort of a John the Baptist character.
This one commercial that you have a girl riding with you.
That's Stephanie. That's the first one. That's not the same character. Okay. That's the first commercial that I did. The character
that was 2009.
That was 2009.
My first one. Oh my gosh.
2010 is when the messenger character was born.
And it will continue, you said, for 2013. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, I just cannot wait. Hopefully, when you will be taping, do you know already?
They're doing some sort of Valentine's thing. I don't know what's going to be. We've had some good stuff. We've had some amazing stuff, and we've got miraculous stuff that has happened that never even got filmed. One time we was at the airport, and I was doing the baggage fee commercial, and the first guy that got off the plane, this was in Cleveland, he had checked a bag. He had three small bags, so if anybody shouldn't pay $25 for the baggage fee. It's this guy. He should have had a bigger bag, for crying out loud. But anyway, I walked up to him and I said, hey, did you pay an extra $25 for that bag right there? And he was like, yeah. And I said, well, I went to the whole progressive savings spiel with him, and he stopped in that moment, and he was like, did you say progressive? And I said, yes. And he goes, that's the reason I'm here today.
Oh, gosh.
He says, my mom just died.
Oh, my gosh.
And she worked at Progressive, and he wasn't able to say goodbye to her. And so he took that $25 as, like, her saying, like, it's all going to be okay, even though he didn't make it, because I'm the guy just happened to be
that's
there.
Amazing.
First guy on, before the cameras were rolling. I just wanted to get warmed up, and
oh,
boom.
That's amazing.
I was like, yeah, they couldn't get, yeah. So we just,
what
we had that
story.
Moment, and unfortunately it didn't. It never got captured, but it was an incredible moment. He teared up and he
Aww.
Hugged me, and it was like I had chills. And I was like, wow,
that's
pretty
gosh.
Cool.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I like it when stuff works out like
but
that.
But what was worrying me before, you said that they needed to find you. You know, that you year before you
oh,
had
yeah,
this
yeah,
nice
yeah.
audition, then took a year, and they
yeah.
needed to look for you. And that's what I think your willpower need to work harder on, being easier to be found by people. How, if you want to find you, if somebody who listens needs you, needs your character, needs the greatness, the really beautiful man and amazing, amazing character and also very honest guy, how they can find you? I know they can go to Accent On, the Facebook page, first and foremost.
I just leave it to the universe.
You are like that. You really are.
No. You're right. I do need to.
Who is your agent?
I am looking for serendipitous synchronicity.
And
this
I think
is Accent On, and it's not coming off the rest of the show.
No, we were talking a moment ago that I will be having soon a wonderful guest, and that right now taping a big commercial about bullying, and we were having great conversation.
I have an opinion on that too. Yeah.
And you have something to say, and I think, you know, maybe that's so serendipity. But I hope I will put you and producers together, and hopefully I'll be part of the two, and we'll see what's happened.
Yeah,
I believe in that. I really do, Johnny.
I would
because,
love to.
You yeah. know, we met, like I said, many, many months ago. You loved the song Easy Come, Easy Go, and I would love to rededicate the song to you because you, I don't know, we need always somebody to come to us and say what you are doing is a good job, and you...
Oh. It was.
You liked the song. And then,
yes.
you know, you really liked the song.
It
and
blew
that was
my mind.
Important.
I said, who is this rock star?
Oh, my
gosh. Of course,
God.
She's in the House of Blues. But, you know, I just thought it was incredible. You sang with such passion. I hadn't heard that kind of passion in that live performance.
Thank you so much. And
It reminded me of Gwen Stefani.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I want to make you proud because this month, beginning of February, we'll be releasing Maxi Singer, the version that is a Rocktronica version by Josh Harris, which you heard this version. Today we'll be listening to Dom Capuano from Italy, producer from Italy. And I think the dance version is very unusual. And you said you would like to hear this version
yes.
that you never heard before.
Yeah.
Then, I would love to share the song with listeners. Easy Come, Easy Go. Sad song, but in a dance version, it's pretty happy.
It's positive in the long run. Because you know what? You're getting stronger every day.
Every day. That's the message for everybody. Okay, we'll come back with Johnny after the song.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other thing. I believe we've reached the point of no return. I believe you didn't mean to hurt me
love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I try to understand you this time again. Anyway.
Okay, this is the song. And again, you know, Johnny, thank you, because this song brought us together in a way. And I know I will be having you more and more often. I'm still not sure if I have Dr. Estella with us. She cannot connect. I don't know why. That's water. Talk, Johnny, because dying.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to fill in this moment right now. We were talking about relationships. And if you've got a relationship issue, you can call in and talk to Johnny and Ilona. Or should I say Ilona and Johnny? I mean, I'm just a guest on the show, for crying out loud.
No, we'll be having our comedy, but really the real comedy, and with maybe underground will mean what we say, but in funky way. Because I know we talk about
this. Let's have fun with seriousness.
With
seriousness.
I just love Dr. Estella, because whatever she says, she's just amazing, amazing expert in a topic of sex, topic of relationships. We'll be picking up the willpower topic next week, and I'm so sorry again if you can hear us. I don't know what's happened. We had power, we lost power in the studio, and then we have some problems here. But I'm sorry, Stella. We love you, and we will hear more from you next week, or maybe you will even, you know, be live here again with us in the studio. But Johnny. We have like 3 or 4 minutes.
That's more than enough time to solve the world's problems. Go.
Yes, you are right, because sometimes you can push the button and it's no more world. Then, you know, it takes a second sometimes. But, okay, your day-to-day dream. I know that you have 5 years plan. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. I just booked my first theatrical role, so I'm very excited about that. And
movie in the making.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to be shooting in June out in Iowa with Rainbow Films. I'm very excited about that.
And this is a really, really good company, because the few movies that they produce, they had amazing, amazing actors working with them.
I do know that they've been around a long time, and I think they produced a Jack Nicholson film a long while back, and I think Orson Welles was with them at the end of his career. I don't know enough about him. I just seen a few things, and I haven't done all the research I need to do. I'm just happy to have the part, you know, and I'm glad that they're happy to have me.
So. Yeah, and again, you know, I know that people love actors, people love artists. People really do not want to do what we are doing. You know, I learned this very, very long in my, later in my life. You know, I always thought, oh, maybe people want my job. But I found out later that nobody really wants our jobs, you know. Some people want to be a doctor. Some people want to be just, you know, sewing dresses. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to be a performance actor or something. Mm-hmm. It's a tough job.
It is, but it's so rewarding when you're able to express yourself. Like, for instance, I just wrote something the other day. Mm-hmm. A character, a doctor. Okay. Dr. Granger, he's got a double doctorate in the doctrine of double effect, which is
Granger.
And there's always double or triple entendres in everything I do. There's more as many as you can stack up. There's layers and layers. So in this particular one, you are dealing with the yin-yang situation. And the double effect, the idea of the doctrine of double effect is that you do something that is potentially harmful or may be known to cause harm to get a greater good outside of that. So This is a little bit along the lines of willpower as well.
Yes. And do you think you will be turning this into the book or some...
It'll be a comedy show, probably in the vein of Wilfred. And I just filmed it with some of the guys at VFT, Veterans of Film and Television, which is a great group of guys that meet out at the Hollywood American Legion. And which is,
I don't know if people know about this building. You know, this is, again, building that you took me. I saw this building is amazing, but you have this amazing contact with this place, and obvious now you are creating maybe future movie?
TV show. We started off as a web series, but I think we can move into a TV show. And I've got a lot of great ideas and that I want to do and that I've been doing. I just haven't been diligent.
We are talking about that. Wake up in the morning, take some.
Yeah, sometimes
good
I just
night sleep.
Don't feel like doing anything some days, and it's a terrible feeling, you know. You just have to do something, and then it becomes a shame. Yeah. And the next thing you know, but as soon as you get up and you get on that bike or whatever it is you got to do, and you get the chemicals going, you get it changed, whatever.
I got to this point that I am really guilty of even watching 30 minutes of TV, and drives me crazy because before I loved it. Right now I have so much things to do that I'm trying, like, you know, talk to person, watch TV, and feeding the dog, pet the dog, you know, and then
where's the focus?
And then I feel guilty for anything that is a pleasure, tiny little pleasure.
You don't give yourself the pleasure.
I know. We need to do something about it.
Know,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, I don't
physical
know.
Physical activity is where it starts.
And then I hate that, then. Yeah. I don't know how to avoid
it. Okay,
this,
I shouldn't
and I
say
do.
It starts there. It starts with a spiritual intention, then.
I like that. You know, the spirituality is something that I would like to talk to you about. Yeah. Because, again, you don't look to me like you are very into this topic and theme, but seems like you are. Because we had a few conversations about that. And you are a thinker. You are really doing life your way. And you have a reason why, you know. Yeah. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I would like to know more about that.
Yeah.
Right now, we have... are we almost done? We need to say bye-bye, Johnny. I don't want to say bye to you. I know you will be back. And we'll
I will be
talking.
Here after we say goodbye, though. When you say goodbye to the audience, I still remain. So goodbye, audience. I had a great time.
How can we find you fast? If somebody
Johnny,
wants to find...
J3NUTZ on YouTube. I think that's the best way. J3NUTZ.
Are you against to give your own emails to the people? Because I don't know if
they
somebody...
They can contact me through YouTube. They can
oh,
put
that's
comments.
Oh, know, comments on YouTube. Again, could you repeat? Repeat one more time, please.
On YouTube, it's J3, N-U-T-Z, J3Nuts on YouTube. I think that'll get them there. One word.
I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, thank you. Very
thank
kind.
You. And see you soon.
And I'm yours, by the way.
I know.
We're
going
to get stronger every day, Alona.
We need to be. And Stephanie, we wish you the best. I am just already, I know, crying. I'm happy for you. Okay, but we'll miss you a lot. I love you, Stephanie.
I love you too, Alona.
I love you.
Oh, that was so adorable.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.